Unit 2. Language. Reading 1. Euphemisms. Euphemisms are words or short expressions that people use when they need an indirect way to say something that would be considered rude if said directly. Understanding euphemisms is crucial if you want to talk with native English speakers. So, what are some examples of euphemisms? They are often used to talk about death. When we kill a sick pet, it sounds too horrible to use the word kill. Instead, we put the dog down, or we put the dog to sleep. Similarly, with people's appearance, to say that someone is fat or ugly would seem very rude. So how about saying they're cuddly and plain? Euphemisms soften the blow of bad news or criticism. Schools are a hotbed of euphemism use. Teachers have to be careful not to offend. If a student is lazy, he is not working to his full potential, or maybe his attitude is relaxed. If he is loud and ignorant, he has strong opinions in the teacher's diction. Euphemisms are also often used to avoid causing offense to people of different races or to disabled people, euphemistically known as differently abled. People with learning difficulties are more politely referred to as being intellectually challenged. Also challenging for learners of English are the differences between American and British English. For example, Americans use going to the bathroom to refer to visiting the toilet, while the British sometimes use the much more cryptic expression, going to see a man about a dog. Another difficulty learners face is that euphemisms change. What was once an acceptable euphemism can become rude. For example, toilet only became unacceptable in the 20th century, when it was replaced in American English by bathroom. This changing status of euphemisms is known as the euphemism treadmill. Reading 2. Bilingualism. Most people agree that being bilingual opens doors. Someone who is proficient in more than one language has opportunities to have cultural and social experiences that the monoglot can only dream of. The benefits of bilingualism are now well known and have been scientifically proven. People who speak more than one language have been shown to perform better at multitasking. They are also good decision makers. This, it is thought, is due to a well-developed ability to think in different ways. What's more, multiple language speakers experience a delay in the onset of neurological problems, such as dementia and Alzheimer's disease, of up to 4 years. This is probably because multilingualism strengthens the brain and helps it resist disease. This positive view is relatively new. Various myths have surrounded bilingualism. It was thought that bringing up a child bilingually hindered intellectual development. The initial conflict between the two languages does often result in the child beginning to speak later than a monolingual child. However, it has been shown that such children soon catch up with their peers, and also that the linguistic conflict strengthens cognitive abilities later on. Human babies are natural language learners. Experience of language begins from birth, if not sooner. Unborn babies can recognize combinations of sounds from inside the womb. By 9 months, babies can produce hundreds of phonemes, which make them capable of pronouncing any language in the world. The child raised monolingually, however, will soon focus only on the phonemes they hear in their parents' talk and will lose the ability to make other sounds by the age of 1. Parents who cultivate their young baby's natural ability to recognize and produce phonemes from multiple languages raise children who go on to have all the advantages of bilingualism.